Emotional control. Much of what we do is directed by our feelings. Since our feelings can lift us to great achievements or hurl us down to defeat, we owe it to ourselves to understand and control them. The first step is to identify the feelings which motivate us. There are 7 negative emotions and 7 positive. The 7 negative emotions are 1. Fear, discussed in the next chapter. 2. Hatred. 3. Anger. 4. Greed. 5. Jealousy. 6. Revenge. 7. Superstition. The 7 positive emotions are 1. Love. 2. Sex. 3. Hope. 4. Faith. 5. Sympathy. 6. Optimism. 7. Loyalty. These 14 emotions are the letters of the alphabet with which you will write your plan for success or failure. They can be combined meaningfully or chaotically. Each emotion is related to mental attitude, and that is why I have placed so much stress on the character of one's mental attitude. These emotions are nothing but reflections of your mental attitude, which you can organize, guide, and completely command. To do so, you must take control of your mind. You must always be alert to the emotions which are present there, and embrace or reject them on the basis of their contribution to your mental attitude. Optimism will increase your confidence and flexibility. Hatred will undermine your tolerance and keen sense of justice. If you do not take this control, you are condemning yourself to an entire life buffeted by the winds of emotional whim. If you find yourself struggling to gain this control, compile a chart on which you note every day the number of times you experience and act on an emotion. Make a note of circumstances which inspire the emotions. This will give you tremendous insight into the frequency and power of your emotions. Once you know which forces trigger your emotions, you can act to eliminate them or to seek them out and use them. Building your desire for success into a burning obsession and embarking on your definite major purpose are the cornerstones of your efforts to gain emotional control. Each strengthens the other, and progress with one will mean progress everywhere. Alertness of interest. You must be able to fix your interest on any person, place, or thing and hold it there for as long as the situation requires. If you cannot, the other aspects of your attractive personality will be useless. You can pay other people no greater compliment than to concentrate your attention on them when they want it. Listening well is an even greater accomplishment than speaking well. If your interest is focused, you will gain the greatest possible advantage from any encounter. If you fidget with something in your pocket, look at your watch, or frequently glance away, you will insult the person who is speaking with you. Not only will you miss the importance of what you are being told, but the other person will instantly recognize your uninterest and begin to withdraw from the conversation. Failure to notice the details of our own actions and of the happenings around us is an all too common weakness. Did you miss that moment of hesitation before your prospect agreed to your proposal? Recognizing it could lead you to discover some better way to offer your service. You might realize that some other service, the kind of service that your prospect would gladly renew each year on the briefest, friendliest contact, would actually be more worthwhile. Instead, you might be faced with the difficult task of continually persuading someone of the dubious value of your efforts. An alert interest in the people with whom you work is important as well. You can perceive the reasons for their success or the basis of their failures. In your mastermind group, it is vital that you be aware of any changes in the situation of any contributor that might affect his or her advice. Your memory will also be enhanced by an alert interest. If you note something clearly to begin with, it remains fixed in your mind. This is an especially practical tool in your relationship with other people. If you can recall the specifics of your conversations, even the small details of another person's life, it shows the strength of your interest in him or her. Everyone has been embarrassed by being introduced to someone for a second time, while that person shows no sign of recognition. If you show people that you remember them favorably, they will always be pleased to encounter you.